Press review on Radio Yulma.
Hello, friends.
Or should we say ciao, amici?
You're listening to Giselle,
Caterina,
and Maria, and it's October 17th, currently 9:41 a.m.
Despite rainy days in Milan this week, we are going to try our best to bring you bright news from our fresh press release.
And what a better way to start your productive day by following us on Instagram and TikTok, Radio Yulm, or contact us by email info@radioyulm.it.
And if you have any further questions, you can always contact us through our phone number 331-1438-923.
Speaking of following, grab your coffee, get cozy, maybe a little hot tea, and make sure you listen to every word of our press release.
Because we're going to give you the top headlines with aid from our production team with Monica and directing Francesco.
So let's get into it. BBC News says US threat to cut Israel military aid is sign of anger at broken promises.
Il Giornale talks about surrogacy as a universal crime, and New York Times dives deeper into surrogacy rights from abroad, a blow to gay and infertile couples.
And also we will give you sports news.
And also US election news. And for today, that's basically it.
We're going to start off by talking about the surrogate motherhood universal crime that sparks in the Senate courtroom. For this, we have put a video that is from Palazzo Madama. It's going to talk about what she thinks about this new law being passed.
Se io volessi donare un rene a un mio familiare o a un mio amico che ne ha bisogno per una insufficienza renale, lo posso fare, ma voi mi volete dire che se io voglio portare avanti una gravidanza per una mia amica che magari ha la sindrome di Rocky Taki, non lo posso fare,
okay,
eppure
so
io l'utero non glielo regalo.
That, if she has a kidney and she wants to donate it to a family member, she can because it's her organ. Instead, she feels like her rights are being deprived as she is not able to donate her uterus. And she's just like talking about her rights to be able to keep it if she wants to or give it to someone else. On the other hand, the New York Times on this same topic is diving deeper, talking about the LGBT plus rights and for infertile mothers who are not going to be able to have children due to this new law that bans not only the surrogacy in Italy, but also around the world. And could give problems in it, like legal programs as fines and jail time.
Now we are going to tell you about sports news. Paul Pogba's initial 4-year ban from doping has been reduced to 18 months by the Court of Arbitration for Sports, which is CAS, in October 2024. The French midfielder tested positive to DHEA, a substance banned for its testosterone-boosting properties. While Pogas admitted responsibility for not fully verifying the supplement's ingredients, he emphasized that he never intended to cheat. However, CAS acknowledged the unintentional nature of his doping and noted that DHEA primarily affects women, contributing to the decision to reduce his suspicion. But here's this thing. He expresses his relief and says that he loves the game and he would actually never cheat. And now he's allowed to resume training in January in 2025 and can officially return to competitive play in March. So that's a great news for him.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Caterina. And I think now we can move to the U.S. election news, which is actually super huge right now. Everyone is talking about it.
Yeah.
So BBC News highlights that Harris being grilled in first ever Fox interview. So Kamala Harris is preparing for her debut on Fox News, which which is a very crucial move in her campaign to connect with a broader audience. So this interview actually followed huge criticism over her previous limited media appearances, and especially, as polls indicate, a tight race with Donald Trump. And also in response to Trump's assertion of being the father of in vitro fertilization, Harris describes his comments as bizarre and potentially harmful.
More on this topic is that Elon Musk and other billionaires are investing a lot of money into electing Trump. We're going to see how that goes.
And now we're going to...
Also, I think we can highlight one of the saddest news for today is Quotidiano Nazionale highlighted that One Direction, Liam Payne, is dead at 31, which is very unexpected.
Yes, very unexpected.
Yeah,
yes.
I feel like our fans of One Direction yes. are... Yeah.
Devastated.
Yeah.
Especially the way he died. He fell from the hotel in Argentina.
In Buenos Aires, yeah.
Yeah.
And the circumstances of his fall are under investigation, so everything is super unclear. However, what we know from the news before is that he struggled with alcohol and mental health issues.
Yeah.
And he had spoken already about overcoming his challenges and achieving sobriety.
Yes, his past band...
One Direction.
Yes, teammates must be very, very devastated.
So let's see how that goes on.
Definitely, we will update you the next week. And now...
Maybe Middle East, we also didn't mention that is a huge topic right now. And BBC News highlights that U.S. threat to cut Israel military aid is a sign of anger and broken promises. So Biden administration has issued a letter to Israel in which he stated that it must improve humanitarian access to Gaza within 30 days. Or face potential cuts to military aid. So it actually marked a very significant public critique of Israel's handling of aid and emphasized the urgent need for humanitarian assistance, because now it's really possible that 1.7 million Palestinians are going to be at risk.
On this military thing, the liberals have been asking and pleading the left wings to... cut this like war already, because they were continuing to give aid to Israel while there were protests and students outside, for example, the Columbia campus, asking for more aid to Gaza. So finally, maybe they will see some results from their president. This could be as well a way of getting reelected and getting votes in the campaign, but who knows? So let's see if this will be effective.
Yeah. However, agency provides essential services.
And right now we're gonna make a little stop for this song in honor of Liam Payne.
What makes you beautiful? You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, oh. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see. You'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't. So cool.
makes me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
It was a beautiful, beautiful song, and it made us all very sad in a way, but
sentimental, yeah.
Very sentimental. And now we are going to dive into more details about the topics that we mentioned earlier.
So Italy's surrogacy ban has been a hit, and everyone is talking about it since the court has been divided. As one part follows Meloni's ideology, which... also, some claim that is still has some fascist origins, and that causes her to be against, for example, gay family rights. And that's why she is trying to kind of appeal her most conservative voters. And she has been putting more and more legislations or banning them to increase her popularity in these topics. The U.S. Or other international newspapers are taking a stance on this and talking about it as they view their actual country that is able to provide these services to Italians that are fleeing from their country to get these things done. Instead, Italy is going to make it a crime if Italians, for example, go to the U.S., get a surrogacy, and come back, and they will be charged either with fines or with jail time. So we'll see if this is more of a political party ideology or it actually is something that will enable women to have more property of their own organs.
Yeah, it can be a very tough subject.
It is all over the world right now, so yeah.
Definitely. And now we're going to talk about Pogba, and we can tell that he's very, very devastated because he wants to go back in sports, but his past says the otherwise. He opened up to Sky Sports in an interview and he reflected on the dark months that he went through, which was reduced by CAS, allowing him to return in March, as we mentioned before. And he, in this interview, said, "The future, I'm only thinking about getting back on the field, hopefully with youth." So, you know, we can tell that he's very motivated to go back. He doesn't back up. And we can see the enthusiasm in his interview. Mm-hmm. And he also mentions that he has a contract with them, which is very beneficial for him, as we can tell. And on the positive test, he also says that he's an honest person. So he's not a cheater. He never intended to do anything like that. So... he tries to think more positive.
And tries to save his reputation, probably.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yes. For and also, like, having not played for such a long time, since, let's say, September 2023, there are some concerns, for example, like what condition he will be. He's very concerned about that fact. Also, it's he said that it's not it's certainly not easy to train alone. But he says that he have trained for this moment to be ready when he returns to the play. So good luck to him.
Well, definitely, yeah.
He's going to need good luck.
Of course, we want to let all of our listeners know that you guys have to stay tuned, listen to the next news, and. all of the information that we're going to provide.
That was the tea for today. Basically, we covered all of them. So yeah, I think that except for the coffee drink, girls, while you have the best and productive day, we'll take care of the fresh and spicy news. So yeah, don't forget to come back next week, same time, Thursday morning.
Your trusted sources, Katarina,
Maria,
Giselle.
And bye, friends.
Or should we say ciao, amici?
Press review on Radio Europe.